guys. Welcome to Rice and Beans. Jester and Big O in the house. Patch is back up in the house with us. What's up, man?
How you doing, brother?
What's up, Big O?
What's up? What's up? How you doing, gents?
Woo! Doing good. We hooked up with our friend Jonathan Walker, and he made us some dinner.
And, oh, nice.
It was cool. He brought over like glasses and some ice and
syphilis.
It was like a kit.
No syphilis though. No gonorrhea.
No. Because alcohol kills it off. It's sanitary.
Beautiful.
You got the personal wiener straws to go in there.
Yes. I mean, that's the only way to drink them. I mean, if you're not doing that, I'm not sure what you're doing with your life. Yeah.
Yeah. Right?
Exactly. Right?
Well, everyone outside of California, we still have plastic straws, so.
Right? That was the dumbest shit. Like, talking about fucking dumb laws, right? Like, that was the fucking one of the dumbest fucking laws I can remember in a long fucking time. And don't even get me started on that fucking menthol bullshit. But, no, the fucking straw, right? The fucking thing, like, starts to fucking deteriorate as you're fucking drinking your drink. I'm like.
So I was legit working at an Olive Garden restaurant when that law passed. And it's funny because people came to you like you're the reason it happened. And I'm like, nah, bro, I had nothing to do with this. You're a registered voter? Yeah. You're the problem.
I feel like I missed out on this because I wasn't in California. I was here in Arizona. I saw a lot of images of hot dogs with their board hole down the center so they could get the drink out of the hot dog. I was thinking, man, I should have just went everywhere in California with one of those just to drink my drink.
That was in San Francisco.
Yeah. Take a sip.
The Castro district.
Don't forget to cup the ice.
Right? Just like they do it in West Hollywood.
And every time cookie? You get...
Where's what? Cookie for verification?
I don't know, but when we got down to the last of it, he sucked and sucked and sucked.
There's still something left.
Oh my gosh, man. So yeah, I mean, it's been a little bit busy since we last met up. It's 2024 and it's about time for some reviews.
Mail call. You know what this means, motherfuckers.
It means sharing the screen and enjoying some fun.
All right. Yeah, yeah.
How about you read this one, Jester?
It's my first one with you guys, huh, doing this.
No, second or third. You were pretty the last time.
Oh, touche.
All right. First up, we got some teeth whitening system.
Wait, what?
Yeah, teeth whitening. Ronan Ricker. Whatever it is. We'll call him Ron. For okay. Anonymity's sake.
Ron.
It's right there.
I try to put anybody on blast. Mostly just because I can't see the screen all the way across the room. All right. My teeth are so white, they started taking other people's land. Five stars.
Nice. All right. Calm down, Columbus.
Oh, that was like 50 stars. All right.
For the most part, that sounds historically correct.
Right?
You know what the best part about this review is? 1,253 people found this very helpful.
Now, here's my question. Is his teeth are so white? Did they happen to occupy the head of a meth head? Because those are pretty brown.
Oh, that's golden right there. I'll tell you what.
Oh man, good way, good start.
All right, here I got this one. 55 gallons of lubricant. It's called Passion Lubes. Well, this is a natural water based lubricant. That's a big drum of lube. I'm telling you what. Let's see what Sean has to say about that. Or maybe CN. Mm-hmm. Is it Sean? We'll go CN. Gives it 4 stars. Almost too affected. As USPS discreetly unloaded my 55-gallon drum, the driver accidentally spilled it into my driveway. That's a big hole, I'm telling you what. Any amount of cars can now fit into the garage.
So I have a question.
Yes.
We've all seen a 5-gallon drum, correct?
A 5-gallon, yes, yes.
How do you discreetly move a 5-gallon drum?
A 55?
Oh, 55, yeah.
You don't.
If you watch the movie Get Hard with Will Ferrell, you keister it.
Good answer.
You know, The whole thing's a fucking scam. You know that, right? It's just to get you into the store and to get you to buy the fucking smaller quantities of lube in more amounts because...
That's the small quantity?
No, like the fucking the smaller bottles, right? Like okay. They advertise that on the... They advertise it as in-store. You show up at the fucking shop and like, oh, well, fucking, we don't have that one, but we have all these fucking like half-size bottles and you can, you know, buy a bunch of these and it'll be the same as if you buy that. Or you go all the way across town and get the 55-gallon drum. You know what I mean? Like, are you going to drive all the way across town? Ooh, no,
I feel like we have a lot of key parties and this is a pressurized self-tap inside of the bar that everybody uses.
Like, we're the only game in town, motherfucker.
Right? That sounds like a good week to me. I mean.
You mean a good year?
Yes. Yes, that's what I meant.
Oh. All right. Why don't you take this one?
All right. Clearly, I have glasses, so give me a bear with me one moment. Let's see. What is this for? Oh, it's a trap.
It's a trap.
Not only does this beanbag completely consume you and keep you stuck in comfortable bliss all day. Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
That helps so much more.
I just realized it was on my phone.
Wow. Now I don't have the strength. Let's see. Where was I? All day. Okay, here we go. But there was another consequence we encountered. This beanbag traps farts. Yes, you heard that correctly. It traps farts.
It's a little underwear.
My husband sits here farting for hours, and the farts are absorbed into the beanbag. And you don't smell them until later, sit down on the beanbag, and the fumes are released. So from my understanding, it has air pockets that are able to contain it until the next person settles into position and releases it, which if anybody's gone into the restroom after their favorite friend who just happens to drop those, you know who I'm talking about, those deuce that just make you cry like somebody cut an onion. That's what I'm visualizing right here. It's happening. All that fume just releasing that one foul swoop, opening the door to somebody who took a massive shit. So pros,
yes,
super comfortable. Cons, super comfortable, traps farts.
Shut up and take my money.
Okay, I got two things on this. First of all, when you started reading this, I'm like, beanbag, are we talking about our ball sack? But then you went on with the description, and then I understood what you meant. But the second thing is, now you have a beanbag that traps farts when you can really buy jarred farts now online from your favorite OnlyFans.
I
thought that chick died.
No, there's another woman that's doing that.
Yeah. I mean, this OnlyFans thing is getting crazy, dude.
Yeah, it's nuts.
Motherfucker.
On the OnlyFans subject, I was talking to one of my younger brother. And he was talking about one of the actresses from The Sopranos.
Oh, thank God. I thought you were going to say that you subscribed to his OnlyFans.
So, no, not yet. But anyway.
Yeah, I heard about this. Go ahead.
She's also the one who plagues Jack's junkie wife, ex, on Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah.
Apparently, after a short period, I forget, like an hour or so, of creating a OnlyFans account, She was able to pay off her house.
Yeah, she needed it too. She needed the cash and she didn't want to sell her pussy.
This is where we're at, ladies and gentlemen.
It doesn't take
much. As long as you're willing to flash the goods,
there are some
people out there willing to pay for it.
I need to get an anal bleaching, so do you, and we'll just show our buttholes.
There you go.
That was the process.
That was the question last time we talked about OnlyFans. Was what would you sell your soul for? And I, my response is still the same. I'd feel total justification in charging by the pound. I'm fat.
That's right.
I like it.
It's just more meat to love, honey.
That's right. I'll eat a whole pizza butt naked if that's what you want to see.
Right?
Part of an OnlyFans.
They did a whole movie version of South Park on Max in regards to it where Randy had an OnlyFans.
Oh yeah. He was also Lord.
Yeah.
Lord.
There you go.
All right, Jester, here you go.
Oh-wee.
Woo-wee.
Do not flip this thing upside down. It takes an hour for the sand to get back to the bottom.
Ooh. Sounds like my ex.
What? What are we talking about here?
What is it?
Looks like an hourglass to me.
It's an hourglass.
Damn it, this hourglass is doing an hour of time.
That review reminds me of one of the other mail calls that we had was The Wolf of Wall Street. This movie did not have any wolves. One star.
Yes, and I keep seeing that pop up everywhere on the internet.
This just goes to show you, common sense is just not that common anymore.
Exactly.
I thought you were going to say time through an hourglass. These are the days
of our lives. Now I have bone thugs in my hand. Thank you.
That reminded me of Son-in-Law, where like fucking the fat guy Theo, he was like, these are the days of our lives.
Well, guess what, guys? I picked a winner here. I'm back to lube.
Ooh.
It's lube. Not much to say or not much more to say. Oh, well, they gave it 5 stars, so that's good. Flavor name? It's tasteless, so I guess there is no flavor. There's 218 people who found this helpful as well. And he gave it 2 okays with good lube. It's lube. Not much more to say with 3 periods. Sometimes I like covering my body in it and pretend like to be a slug while sliding around on my bathroom floor. I put in the floor part.
Is it wrong? I can visualize that.
Is it wrong that he even posted it? What's this world coming to? A bunch of human slugs.
That guy's
to be a slug while I slide around in my bathroom.
That's the guy that needs to drive across town and get the 55 gallon drone,
right?
I'll do you one better, guys.
Or did he slide all the way down?
I'll do you one better. Sir Richard Attenborough talking about the slug on the bathroom floor. As the slug slides around, look at him go. The lube, and he just, he looks so happy. That is a nature walk right there. I'll tell you what.
What do I feel like Snoop Dogg narrating this would just be the greatest thing in the world?
Martha Stewart and Snoop Dogg.
She's giving the specifics on how, and he's describing the what.
No, the guy who does Honey Badger.
Oh. Now, how would that be, Owen? It's lube. Not much to say about that.
He's so crazy. Look at him go, that little slug. He's slugging around.
So slimy.
It's like a viscous material.
Slugs don't give a fuck. They don't care.
They don't give a fuck. Well, here you go. Here's a review for you.
Great. Thank you for having in that super ultra small font. Here we go. I remember this one now. All right. I love it. It goes. All over the lawn. Give you 5 seconds to think about that. 2, 3, 4, 5. No, you're wrong. It's not your mother. So it's a lawn sprinkler. So we're talking about a lawn sprinkler, which I love the fact that they gave the audible sound for a lawn sprinkler in this, just in case you haven't heard it. But as Milhouse once pointed out, there are different variations. Gentlemen, would you happen to know any?
The sprinkler.
The one I know is the one that's stuck. It goes.
What? Hey, back in the day, we were the sprinkler. We just grabbed the hose, put our finger on it, and sprayed on the lawn, right?
And then he drank a little bit, and then he sprayed the lawn some more.
Exactly.
And then I was like,
hydration's key.
And then as I got older, like there was like one other sprinkler sound I heard, which was, it was weird. It said like, not in my eye.
Ah, I've heard that one.
It was weird. Weirdest fucking sprinkler sound I've ever heard.
Then you hear about the, you know, hey, don't stick that in your butt with the water on because you're going to blow out your colon.
I'll leave that on your side of the mic.
Ooh, damn. I just that one. That made my stomach upset.
It gave you a warble, warble, warble sound.
Rubble, rubble, rubble.
They had the Hamburglar.
Right? Exactly what I thought of. Nice.
There you go, Jester. What are we talking about here?
Oh, this one looks like a book review. And the title of this book is How to Win Friends and Influence People. One star. Hasn't worked. Everyone still hates me.
I bet you their name is Chris. I'm sorry. It was there. It was there. I know who hates Chris is that Will Smith fellow.
78 people found that helpful, and I bet you anything he was dyslexic. And then look at Vanessa, up, down, smiley face. She says, "Haters gonna hate. Hey."
Oh, wow. Give her a gold star.
Oh, man. And the name of the book is Dale Carnegie. So I guess he didn't save that money from the early 1900s.
Guess not.
That Carnegie family was rich as a motherfucker back then.
Right? I got a way to make money.
Maybe he was a distant cousin that didn't get into that money. Oh, here's a classic. This is a review of a chair that somebody got, I believe, on Amazon. The question for the chair is, why does it smell, and when does it go away? The answer for that is, mine has no smell. Maybe you should wash your ass.
Wise words from a wise person.
Oh, and then Debbie has to answer. It says, ooh, another burn.
Nice. That's usually what precedes the wiping.
A burn from the joke, a burn on the ass. Right?
I hope they didn't have any habanero.
Hey, that's a problem. They put a dildo right in the seat.
Hey, yeah, maybe it's what like the beach back chair, right? It just folds in. They accidentally farted, and it just sucked in that energy of the fart.
So we had, in one of the environments that I worked in, it was a clean area, so, you know, everything was like hard plastic and whatnot. Some guy kept messing around with me, so I punctured his chair and then put like a little divot in there and put a 100% IPA, well, you know, cleaner on there. It evaporates really quick, but I soaked it in his chair really good. He sat down there for 30 minutes wondering if there was a leak in the roof. Kept looking up like, is there water? I'm sitting over there laughing because I got him good. And he finally looks down there and sees him soaking wet in his ball sack. And I'm laughing my ass off.
All right. I have a legitimate question. What if there is some evil fucking genius out there that took the technology that Wakanda has for vibranium where it absorbs strikes? And then it pushes it back out. And they did that with fabric absorbing gaseous smells. And then at the right moment, it's released.
Then that would be opposite of what that would vibranium would do, because it would take that fart and shove it right back up your ass.
Oh, it's dangerous. Huh? No, because you remember the Black Panther, he was able to hold on to it until he wanted to release it.
Wait a minute. Didn't Forrest Gump meet the Black Panthers?
Yeah, he ruined their party or something.
Yeah, fight in the middle of it.
Yeah.
You know, personally, I think they should just create spandex with like a kazoo cigarettes right where your ass is. So that way, every time you fart, you go, ring.
It's a little kazoo.
Here we go.
All right. Which one is this one? Oh.
It's wood.
Here, order the terabyte SSD N.wood. No, that's not what it sounds like. They didn't get super excited. All right? This is a one-star evaluation. It's wood. That's a lot of question marks.
This hard drive is a piece of wood. I'm not comparing it to a piece of wood. I actually open the box, and a piece of wood slides out. I don't know what to say. I'm just laughing. Wood not recommended. Tremendous effort went into this scam. Let me repeat that for those who missed it. Tremendous effort went into this scam. Ba-dum-bum-bum. Yeah, they were looking for the giggles because they're trying to deal with the fact that they just probably spent a lot of money and they're hurting right now. So they need you to laugh along, folks. Where was I? If you are looking to branch out into carpentry, this is a good place to start. Good riddance.
That's 5 gigabytes of wood there. So, yeah, that's a lot of wood.
Nice. Nice. It looked like 5 megabytes, maybe.
It was a thin sheet of toilet paper.
Right?
Uh-oh. Just a... Gronkowski's looking at you sexily.
Right? What else is new?
Right. Andy Dick, you better stand aside.
As if.
5 stars. So soft. Love it. It's for a duvet cover.
I'm just saying.
Almost 5,000 people felt the one-liner was super helpful.
I mean, look at that picture. It's not the words. It's the fact that he looks like he's legit enjoying it. Now, I don't know about how he actually looks. That guy's ugly as fuck. But he looks like he's having a good time.
Maybe he's creating a Dutch oven.
Oh, there you go. It's so toasty. My little toesies are just warm right now.
It's going up my spine to the back of my neck.
Good grief.
Oh, well, here we go. Don't go to Sonic. My girl just almost choked on a piece of wood from your all shitty corn dogs. Fuck y'all. She's pregnant. Corn dogs come on a wooden stick. Tell her to slow the fuck down while she's in and eating.
So, clearly he's never gotten fellatio from this woman.
Or she's,
that's what
or
caused her to choke.
Or she's a moil and actually took the tip off.
Only 20%.
Like, slow down, Bessie. You're going to choke.
What's funny is the guy who comments back sounds like he's a professional corn dog eater for some reason. Like, he's like, I know how this works. I've been doing it for years.
You're supposed to cup the tater tots and swallow the dog. There you go.
Good grief.
All right. It looks like, I'm not going to lie, it really does look like an ice cream sandwich.
But it got 1 star.
It did, because this guy thinks beds should look like beds. I ordered this when I was drunk because I thought it was a giant ice cream sandwich. It's not. It's a bed. Not the $150 ice cream sandwich that I thought it was.
Question. Have you guys ever been so drunk that you bought ice cream?
No.
I've been so drunk that I fucking decided to eat ice cream after many, many shots of alcohol, which is not a fucking good idea.
But that says what? $150 worth of ice cream? Like, bro.
I got so drunk that I went and walked through downtown Tokyo and got back to my hotel after getting onto a train. And I don't remember any of it.
There you go.
But I didn't get a ice cream sandwich for $150.
Right.
I've gotten a slice of pizza when I'm drunk.
I mean, inflation I get, but like, I think $150 for an ice cream sandwich is a bit much.
Bro was trying to be conservative. He was on some other shit.
Right. Drunk my ass.
Meth.
You don't get that excited.
Looking all shroomed out.
Can you guys read that one, or do you want me to read this one?
Go for it.
Yeah, go for it.
All right. Well, I know this as a fact because I was actually a Domino's delivery pizza man. So this is a review for the delivery. Did you know 450, whatever that is, Domino, pizzas, food, beverages, who gives a fuck? Nick states 4 stars, even though this is kind of a shitty review. Delivery time was stated between 45 to 60 minutes, but it was delivered within 25 minutes. Usually that's a pretty good thing, right? This was a bit of an inconvenience as I was balls deep in the wife at the time. Hey, but he got hot pie, and he got hot pie.
Sounds like a win-win to me. I mean,
that's where you scream out, leave it on the doorstep and get the hell out of here.
Hey, just the way you should look at it as at this point, maybe he just won't have another kid.
Well, also, I've seen a lot of pornos like this, you know, hot sausage.
He comes back with the empty box and a fucking hole cut in the middle. He's like, hey, I got the pizza.
Get your what sausage the fuck, right bro? Here. We're going to have a devil's three-way.
All right, which one we got right here?
Would consider going back.
I got stabbed here. The food was fresh and drinks were tasty, but I got stabbed here. Would consider going back. That food must have been more than tasty, bro. Like that, it must have been heavenly. Like, you got shanked and you're willing to go back for that shit?
Hey, like, he gave it 3 stars.
I mean,
could have been that good, right?
Yeah.
3 stars.
And that's only because he got shanked.
I don't know. I told you the story about eating those taquitos and then blowing out the bathroom the next morning and, you know, in San Diego that one time. So it could happen.
He should have ended the review with shanks for the memories.
For the memories. Oh, my goodness.
I wonder if this is another prison review.
Not for toothbrushing.
There you go, Jesse. That
thing just looks fucking creepy.
Yeah, like, there's some shit I just won't buy. This is one of those things.
Really? Don't sleep on this one, gents. This works great. Had to take 2 stars off because it murdered the rest of my family in their sleep. This is a Sam Raimi review. The Evil Dead.
Right? Right? Dead by Dawn. Dead by Dawn. Like, good grief.
Like, oh my God.
That looks like the Necronomicon's happy little brother.
Gay you know, brother.
You know what this fucking review reminds me of? The what's fucking great for kindling, crap for murder.
Yeah, that's right. That was a good one.
The guy that fucking bought the mother-in-law the Kindle case thinking it was going to be crap and it was going to fall out and when she was in the bath and it was going to electrocute her and it didn't and it worked great. He was like, yeah, it was great for kindling, crap for murder.
Next time I'm going to stick to the toaster.
Nice. Classics never fall out, right?
No, they keep burning up. Okay, I don't know if you guys can read this one, but this is just gorgeous. So one of you's got to read it, and if you can't, I'll read it.
Go for it. This is all you, sir.
The text is way too small on the phone. You're gonna have to take this one.
All right. This is this starts off with story. If this is a repost,
let's just start off with. I would buy the shit out of this. Because I'm proud to be an American.
Please don't say you would buy this shit out of it, okay? Because if someone shit in it and posted it and gave it to you, would you still buy it?
Maybe.
Well, the list price was $49.95, but now it is $9.99, right? And $19.95 and free returns for whatever fucking reason. I don't know. It's a patriotic American flag tank, all right? And George Washington wrote the review. So he came back from the dead to write this 5-star review. It's gorgeous. It's wonderful. It's everything you wanted in a tank top. You wear it to the podium and you show your American gender flag and everybody loves it to death. I wasn't ready for this shirt. I bought it for the 4th of July party thinking it would be fun gag shirt. Little did I know, I pulled it out of the box, immediately sank to my knees, and wept tears of pure joy. And by pure joy, I mean pure Jack Daniels. Strapped it on, my max bench press increased by 100 pounds. I feel like I should read this like Charlton Heston. I wiped the whiskey from my face, looked in the mirror, and my reflection, I saw him behind me, George Washington. Looking stern and powerful, he nodded once, in affirmation. I knew what I had to do. I flung myself from the bathroom window, and this shirt literally turned me into a bald eagle. I flew over Iraq and pooped Tomahawk missiles on ISIS positions. Then I flew back home, turned into a 1967 Pontiac GTO, and drove all night until I arrived at Pussytown.
Wait, real quick, I need to hear it again. What kind of missiles?
Tomahawk missiles. They're That's beautiful fire. Missiles. The U.S. creates these beautiful missiles, and we shoot them at ISIS all the time. This is poetry.
That's insane.
This should be in a leather-bound book of one page. Merca.
Merca. I'm sold.
Moving on.
Where do I get one?
What is this? Recommended. Before I played this, I had a small penis.
Penis.
Oh, is that how you pronounce it? It's French? Penis. No girlfriend and no will to live. No, none of these things have changed. But this game is pretty good. What game is this for?
I don't know.
It doesn't even say the game.
I want to play this
game. Right. If you're willing to accept the fact you're alone with a small dick, this has to be a pretty epic fucking game.
It has to be Mortal Kombat.
It's like those TV dinners. That's
the only time he can beat meat.
It's like those TV dinners that saved that guy's life. When it was like, the only thing I could think about putting in my mouth was the cold barrel of my grandfather's shotgun. But these TV dinners are great. Or the whole cats one where it's like this huge buildup where these like you think it's a little kid getting beat up on his way to fucking elementary school and he's like, man, college sucks.
27 people found this helpful though. And they don't know what the video game is. That's what's twisting my mind. Yeah, people found it funny, but 27 were like, hey, dude's got a point.
I think I peed a little.
They're like, me too, man.
Did too.
Oh, that's wonderful. All right, Jester, this one's yours, buddy.
Most helpful reviews. This one is for Gorilla Glue 9-ounce heavy duty construction adhesive.
Wait a minute. Is this black girl who did that hair thing that one time again?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And I'm glad we brought that one back up because what a dumb bitch. All right. You can really taste the gorilla. Yeah. All right. So I put this stuff on everything. It's delicious. You can really taste the gorilla. 5 stars.
Oh, my God. This is not Frank's Red Hot.
Yeah. I've heard of getting your jaw wired shut, but shit.
You get gorilla shut?
Damn.
You know what? You might as well just take a gorilla piece.
Nut in your mouth.
Oh, my throat is tapered closed. Oh, that's just horrible. That's horrible.
Can you tell the doctor what's wrong? I can't breathe.
It's probably that gorilla's semen that's in your mouth.
Right. Oh. It's not children holding it together.
Okay, this is not a Saturday morning cartoon, gents. This is Jailhouse Rocks. This is an Alameda County Santa Rita jail. It got 5 stars by this Yelp reviewer, Jason L. in East Bay, California. As far as jails go, this is the creme de la creme. First off, you don't even need a ride here. They pick you up from anywhere in the county. Sometimes they even go out of your bed and bring you in. It's all free of charge. 3 hots and a cop, baby.
Welcome to 2024, gentlemen.
You know, if Charlie Manson had a review like this, I'm sure he would have been treated a lot better.
I mean, Charlie Manson had bitches coming by, though, dude.
That's true. He also had a swastika embedded on his forehead.
Very true. It is slowing down.
Oh, my gosh. I'm looking at this. I'm 71 stars. 99 people reviewed it. 31 check-ins here. 31 people checked into that jail, gentlemen.
So my question is, What kind of prison allows for that many inmates to be in the same spot?
I don't know, but I think it's in Pussy Town.
Ah, there you go. Problem solved.
Here we go. We got a hot review, guys. Yelp hot review.
Which one is this one? All right. Ooh, yeah. This is a single star. Oh. All right. This place used to have good deals on malt liquor and drug paraphernalia disguised as innocent items. Now that it burned down, there is a fence around it, and you can't even get inside the building. Ooh. The staff used to be so apathetic, which I liked. It was nice buying 40-ounce bottles of Old English. When's the last time either of you bought Old English, if you've ever bought it?
I don't know, but I'd go for Colt 45.
It was 2001 and 2004.
Okay, I guess I'm dating myself here because mine was like in 1989.
So, damn. Yeah, the last time I did it, I didn't even live in the state of California. I lived in Wyoming, so that was like early 90s.
Like, yikes.
I had to have somebody else buy it for me.
Like St. Ives?
So anyway, I digress. Which it was nice to buy 40-ounce bottles of Old English at 10 in the morning without feeling judged. Now I have to go across town for that stuff. That's a long way on a stolen bicycle. I hope they rebuild soon so I can give it 4 5 stars.
Hey, Debo, that's my bike. You can't go cross town for that with that.
No, it's my bike. Hey, Craig.
Hey, give me that gold chain. But my mama gave me that gold chain, Debo.
He gonna cry in the car.
Look at him get hit by his daddy. Oh, God.
You want some too, old man? No.
That movie's just quotable as shit, dude.
Oh, hell yeah. And I'm also thinking, the other movie, that spoof movie with the Wayans brothers, Juice in the Hood.
Oh, yeah. Don't be a menace to South Central while drinking
Juice in the Hood. Yeah. Yeah, they're shopping in the grocery store, and the Korean owners, you shop now. You get out of here now.
What you say about my mama? Marlon Wayans, dude.
Yeah, that's what that store looks like. It's that Korean store.
Nice. That means they have a Russian nuclear missile in the front.
Said, do we got a problem?
Yeah.
This one's for you, Jester, because I know you appreciate this one.
All right. we had to zoom in.
Too small.
Yeah, it's
give me a second.
Yeah,
what? I can see that it looks like the car wash from Breaking Bad. A1A car wash, if I'm not mistaken. Looks like it has 1 star, but I can't read the other text. It's way too fucking small.
Yeah, I'm trying to read it right here to close up, and no, it ain't happening.
Big up. Well, there we go. I wish I could give this place a higher rating, but the new ownership is terrible. Hours are inconsistent. Why is this place always closed when I want to go get it waxed? Terrible customer service. Lady at front desk always crying. And one time I heard her screaming at another lady to shut up for 5 minutes straight. And she wasn't even saying anything. Not a family-friendly business at all. Weird meth smell also. And guess where they're located at? Albuquerque, New Mexico.
I got to go to a Breaking Bad pop-up, and it was fucking, it was good. Like, they, all the food was like the only thing they didn't have was pizza, but they did have, yeah, right. No, I had pictures from like, you could stand at the counter and they had the fucking, the aprons and all that shit. They had the roof, where the fucking pizza was on top of. They had like a cutout of the side of the RV.
Mm-hmm.
They had Saul's office.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
The and the drinks, when they brought all the drinks, like they were in like fucking like beakers and like all this fucking chemistry shit.
I actually went to the store that was Pollo Locos or whatever they called it. Pollo's.
What was it, Hermanos?
Hermanos. I went to, into that actual restaurant.
No shit.
Yeah, they changed, of course, the decor and everything. But yeah, I sat and ate there for burritos and burgers there. It was pretty good, actually. And I hate New Mexico.
Going on to the Saul's office. Did you guys see the Bob Odenkirk movie where he was basically John Wick?
Oh, yeah.
That was dope, dude.
Yeah, great
he
movie.
He killed that shit, and nobody talks about it.
Because everybody's still talking about fucking Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul. Lawyer
that's
up.
That's true. It's a good runner-up, though.
Right?
Yeah, that was a great movie. I liked it a lot.
Oh, yeah. Fuck.
What was it called? No One or something like that? Nobody. That was a good one. Oh, here you go. Here's one right down your alley. Can you read that one?
He gives the smallest text to the ones with glasses.
All right.
Come on.
All right. Transcending via tacos. I believe in tacos. The tort... I believe in tacos, the torta almighty.
Torta.
Yeah, no, that's
kind okay, of... Okay, I got it. I believe in tacos, the torta almighty, caliente of heaven and earth, and in barbacoa, the only meat.
Italian, dude.
I love that this is conceived by all the meats, born of beef or magic beef, slow cooked over open fire, was plated on corn tortillas and was eaten. It descended into my stomach, and on the third day, I came back again y quise una torta al pastor sin frijoles. I ascended into heaven, and now, or am seated in at the right hand of green salsa, the spicy. From there, it shall make my taste buds hurt so good. I believe in la salsa roja and lime juice on my taco, the bed of cilantro, the sweetness of onions, and the strength of paper plate and everlasting amount.
Bellissimo, bellissimo.
Ah, mamma mia. That's a 5-star taco review. That's pretty good, man. That's next to the spaghetti monster, right?
Man, it just makes me want to have tacos now.
Oh man, that's some good shit. That's why I love these fucking mail call things. Like we like right. You just fucking find the weirdest shit and it's just like really motherfucker.
And they're legit reviews. That's yeah. The thing about it is you cannot fake this. Like I always used to joke around my friends, a lot of the greatest things are not written. A lot of these people that write great and humorous things is because they kind of experienced it or they saw it.
That's I don't know, man. The Bible's out there.
And the thing, all this started up with the fucking, there was that one letter about the fucking, about the Kleenex, the 30 pack of Kleenex for the lady that had 3 teenage sons.
Oh yeah. And, that was gorgeous.
And so from season one, it like fucking spawned the rest of Mail Call. And I'm glad we kept it going. Cause like this is out of all the reoccurring bits and segments that we've had, you know, over the course of the show, I think this has been like one of my favorite because like I always laugh the hardest as we're like in pregame, like trying to find them, and then when we do find them, and then we're trying to read them with a straight face, I'm like, this is just fucking, it's fun. I love these episodes.
Now, when you say spawn, you meant that pun intended, right?
All right, guys. Well, we are running up on our time for this set, but thank you for tuning in. Thanks for coming down, jumping in on the set again. Big O, fucking dope set as usual. You guys, we are on YouTube, Instagram, until we get kicked off officially of Facebook. We'll still go ahead and be there. We may or may not be in Facebook jail again this year, this week. It used to be this year, and then it was this month. Now it's this week. Now it's, I'm pretty sure we're still in Facebook jail.
I'm still trying.
But yeah, like again, we should have teardrop tattoos down our fucking balls by now. As many fucking times as we've been in there. But
we'll have a Jailhouse Rocks review.
Right, nice. Exactly. We should do that. We should
pick you up for free, by the way.
We should do that. We should write a review on fucking Facebook jail. You know, we we'll check out the Instagram. Maybe it'll be posted there or something. But and the YouTube platform again, starting to migrate more and more over to the YouTube platform, and so you can catch a bunch of stuff there. Just found out that we could actually post the streaming of the audio episode there, so we are going to be doing that as well. Until next time, guys, take a tote and watch all your worries go up in smoke. Peace.